A note from history. In the May 1950 edition of Modern Screen Magazine, essentially the People magazine of its day, there was an advertisement for polio insurance. For the sum of $10, a husband, a wife, and all unmarried children in a household under age 18 could be covered for 2 years. The top payout of $5,000 would go towards paying for doctor bills, hospital bills, as well as the rental of the terrible iron lung, needed to grant the victims of the dreaded disease the ability to continue breathing. It's hard to explain how scary polio was in the 50s. The children that would make up the baby boomers were being stricken down with what was called infantile paralysis, with 60,000 children catching the disease in 1952 alone. 3,000 of those children died. Franklin Roosevelt, the president of the United States during World War II, was himself an adult victim of polio and was unable to walk without aid. But a 20-year worldwide effort has nearly eradicated polio in the population of the world. Aggressive vaccination efforts have nearly wiped out this plague most feared from the planet. Once upon a time, everyone was infected with polio, and a few came down with debilitating and crippling complications. But a 1957 release of a vaccine that prevented infection and aggressive action over the last 20 years by the World Health Organization, polio cases now affect only a few hundred people a year worldwide, and even these pockets of infection are expected to be eradicated by the year 2018.